Central Americans coming to the United States often take a perilous 1,000-mile journey across Mexico. And thousands take that trip riding a freight train so dangerous they call it the train of death. Most Americans know nothing about these travels, but that might change with the release this month of the film Sin Nombre, which won 2 top awards at the Sundance Film Festival. It's writer-director Cary Fukunaga's thrilling fictional account of Hondurans riding the train and clashing with a violent gang called MS-13. Murray Carpenter reports.
There are 3 border rivers to cross in the 1,000-mile journey from Honduras to the U.S. Veterans of the trip say they're tres veces mojado, or 3 times wet. That's also the title of a popular Mexican song. Por eso dicen que soy tres veces mojado. Ana Rosales, a 23-year-old undocumented immigrant from Honduras, lives in New York. She knows all about these rivers and the land between. Last winter, she traveled for 6 weeks by bus, boat, boot, and freight train from Tegucigalpa to San Antonio. And she says riding the train was rough.
We were on the train for 5 days, again, without food and water.
Rosales has much in common with Syra, the protagonist of Sin Nombre. Syra is a Honduran teen traveling with her father and uncle across Guatemala and Mexico. Along the way, they meet Good Samaritans offering food and water, and vicious gang members with tattooed faces wielding machetes and homemade shotguns. Riding the train, Syra connects with Casper, a Mexican teenager fleeing his turbulent past.
¿Qué quieres?
Voy con vos.
What do you want? Casper asks Syra in this scene. I'm going with you, she says. Researching the film, Cary Fukunaga rode the rails himself for days at a time. Along the way, he says he met migrants who suggested titles.
One was like, yeah, you should call the film like El Tren de la Muerte. And I was just like, man, that sounds like a horror film. I'm not going to call it The Train of Death. And I heard other people call it La Bestia, you know, like La Bestia would be like another word for the devil, you know. Those are all strong words for the train. And it is literally can be a train of death.
The train earned its reputation from the risks of leaping onto rolling cars. And there are other hazards. One night, while Fukunaga was among hundreds of migrants riding through Chiapas, the train stopped in the middle of nowhere. Soon, there was a scuffle.
3 gunshots that rang out, and then all hell broke loose. Everyone started screaming. People were running. They're yelling, bandilla, bandilla, which means gangster.
Fukunaga stayed put in the darkness, not wanting to lose a good spot on the crowded train. He says it wasn't until late the next day that he heard what had happened.
A young Guatemalan kid had some money, and he didn't want to give it up to the bandits, and so they shot him and threw him off the train.
As the train rolled into the next night, nobody knew if the bandits were still aboard. It's this sort of tension that Fukunaga wrote into the script. And even though it's not a documentary, he says he was determined to pin down the details, right down to the rattling, clanking rumble of the railroad.
When it speeds up or slows down, if you're on it, it's like an earthquake, because it yanks, and then it yanks each car, each preceding car, each following car yanks, either stopping or speeding up, and it will just knock you right off your feet. And that's actually how people fall off the train.
Fukunaga says in order to get things right, he filmed in Mexico and gave the leading male role to a Honduran with almost no acting experience.
I think the idea of authenticity kind of covers all of that. It covers the idea of why make the film in Spanish, why cast out of Central America, why do the journey, why do all that research.
When he talked to migrants, Fukunaga says he kept asking them why they would risk so much to take the journey. And they told him poverty is the primary motivation. Ana Rosales says it's something most Americans just don't get.
They don't understand why we come to this country, to improve our economic situation. Because in our country, life is not easy. This is why we make the sacrifices to go to another country. Many people die on the journey.
In addition to the train footage, Fukunaga's film includes scenes shot at 2 river crossings. He says he hopes Sin Nombre will allow moviegoers to catch a glimpse of the struggles many Central Americans face to come to this country, even if it's only fleeting. For NPR News, I'm Murray Carpenter. Por Arizona me dijeron
cruzará. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Me dio la mano.